science and wisdom. From lead to gold, let the universe unfold. A hole in the window curtain lets a stray ray of light in. The light displays a blurry image of what is outside, a pinhole camera. As the beam travels along the wall, he can imagine the entire solar system. He knows the planet spins and rotates by inference from Jupiter, Io, Europa, Ganymede, and Callisto. And now slowly, the light reaches an old crystal vase. There's a rainbow. The beam of light is unfurled. He's counting the colors, and a violin plays. And A becomes blue, B is indigo, C turns violet, D is red, E becomes orange, F is yellow, and G glows green. He watched the whole thing in bed, in silence. He knows he will turn lead to gold. Let the clockwork universe unfold. You are so lucky that you live in an age where you can pull up Newton's book on optics with the click of a link. In most cases, you can't be stopped by research you have not yet conducted. And you don't have to invent much from scratch. You just need a science book. You have the same mental powers as Newton and all the others, but you do have to slow down and think about things, just like they did. Learning or catching up is an art. Even though you have all the answers before you, you can't read it all at once. You have to follow one thread at a time. Our minds need time to comprehend and rearrange. Like the body of a dancer needs time to adapt and remember the moves, we have to learn at a precise pace and sequence. It is very similar to learning the roads of a new city. You never say to yourself, "I'm not smart enough to navigate," because you never listen to confusing directions. You just follow a single road at your own pace and eventually master it. See, Newton learned from the works of Galileo, who passed away the year Newton was born. And although Newton never did convert lead to gold, the lead of his pencil became even more precious. Many of Newton's works must have fascinated Henry Cavendish, and Einstein no doubt appreciated the modes of thinking these men revealed, even though he never figured out his spooky action at a distance. They all learned much along the way, and each became a wise being for trying.